look at this song and then sing it. This song might actually be a little bit difficult for me to get through because for me it's very, very touching. I think the first time I heard this song, couldn't stop thinking about it and what I sang. Verse 1 reads, "How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch." That's me, and that's you. "To make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss. The Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory." I don't know if we could ever fully understand how great a distance there is between how much God loves us and how little we deserve that love. It's not because of how good we are. It's all because of how good God is. When Jesus prayed in the garden over and over again, begging His Father to not let Him go through this, "Please, God, no, if there's any other way," 3 times, we rightfully ask and look at how difficult it must be for Jesus to have gone through that. And when we talk of Jesus being pinned to the cross for hours on end, we rightfully examine and ask ourselves how horrific that must have been for Him. But when have we ever examined how difficult it was for the Father to hear on the cross, my God, why have You forsaken Me?" How excruciating would that be as a parent to hear that? The Father turned His face away. He said, "No. I'm going to let you suffer." Unbearable pain. Verse 2 makes it personal. "Behold the man upon the cross. My sin upon His shoulders." It's sometimes said that Jesus loved us so much that He would have gone to the cross even if I was the only one in this entire world. And yes, that is absolutely true. But if that was the case, then I would have been the one with a hammer in my hands. If you were the only one who had ever sinned, He would have died just for you. He would have needed to. But it would have been your sins that caused Him to die. "Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished." How could those in the first century strike Him and spit upon Him and mock Him while He was doing such a great deed for them? It boggles my mind to think that they could say, that they can laugh at Him while He was dying there for them. He didn't have to do that for Himself. He did it for those who were mocking Him. As He was saying, "Father, forgive them," they have no idea what they're doing. They said, "He saved others. He can't even save Himself." But as we sing this song, we're saying, "That was my mocking voice with them." We weren't alive in the first century, but if we were, that would have been us. Let's not fool ourselves to think any other way. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 6 says this, It says that if we continue to sin, we crucify Him again for ourselves. We put Jesus to open shame, Hebrews 6:6 says. We mock Christ all over again. We crucify Him, as it were, all over again, just for ourselves when we choose to sin. We may not have been alive then, but it is us this day when we fail Him with a hammer in our hands. It was my sins that held Him there. It was my thankless voice that mocked Him as He did it. He died to bring me life. Verse 3. A question is asked that is so profound that no answer is given. What have I done? Oh God, what have I done to deserve this? I will not boast in anything. No gifts, no power, no wisdom. But I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer. But this I know, with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. Let's sing.